Brad Sesmat Show, broadcasting live.
It's great Friday. Thanks for being with us back here in Phoenix. Storms all around. It is an in-between day, second day in a row. The Suns were off yesterday. Later today, they will meet with the media to talk about what's going to happen tomorrow night. Today's a big day for the Suns and the arena. The arena is going to get a new name. They are holding a press conference right now. And I know this company well, but I'm going to wait for the press conference to be done just to make sure that I don't screw up the name of the title. But it's a company that is in Gilbert, and I'll leave it at that. Opening comments are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. There's a lot going on. There's a ton going on. And it's not just around the Suns and the name of the arena that is changing today. USA basketball is a mess. It's a mess. And I'm not quite sure why the Suns aren't involved in trying to clean up the mess outside of Devin Booker. I'll explain that here in a few minutes. Before I get into the Suns and Chris Paul and all the ripping and crushing of him and the gnashing of teeth, and where we are in this series, I just have to walk you through what happened yesterday. So the game ends on Wednesday night in Milwaukee, and I get to bed around 1. My flight was at 7, so, you know, you get a few hours of sleep. I get to the airport at Milwaukee. The TSA line is forever and a day, and which is fine. That's how it goes. And I have my little water bottle, my hydro, and I am half asleep. I go through security. It beeps. I'm thinking it's my knees. They take my backpack. They put me into secondary. They go through the secondary inspection. They pull out my hydro, and they said, there's some water in here. There's some liquid in here. And I said, yeah, it's a little bit of water. Just dump it out. And they said, we can't dump it out. You have to go back through security again. Well, I'm already up against it to catch my flight. So this is my Father's Day present for one of my kids. And I'm like, you know what? Fine. Keep it. Knock yourself out. If you can't just take the little bit of water, and by the way, I went through the bomb sniffing dog and nobody pulled me aside. So I'm half asleep and I forgot about this much water in my hydro. You can't dump it out. Got it. Meantime, when I went to Milwaukee, all the gear that I have to bring you this show, I take it through security. They pull it aside. They do secondary. It's fine. It's fine. It's what it's about. Back through Milwaukee, nothing. Didn't check any of this stuff. So I don't know why there's these rules. So I get on the plane. I'm sitting there and I'm in a nice seat, big seat, comfortable seat, long flight. And I hear a commotion. And it's the flight attendant and he's kicking 4 dudes off the plane because they're not going to wear their mask. And it becomes something where I thought for a moment, I might have to get up and protect this guy because there's 4 against 1 and I'm in the front of the plane. Fortunately, there were other people there that were closer. So they throw the guys off the plane. Never seen that. Never seen it. And they just didn't want to pull their masks all the way up. They just wanted to be disrespectful to the flight attendant. You have your own political views. I'm just saying, you know it going in. If you don't want to do it, then don't go to the airport. Don't fly. If you try to force your will on somebody over a mask, it's a you problem. So they throw these dudes off the plane. That was kind of interesting. We get to Salt Lake because I had to change planes. Salt Lake Airport's torn up, completely torn up. It's fine. I get off the plane. It's one of those old-fashioned, you got to go down a walkway onto the tarmac, and they have buses that take you over to another tarmac, and you start walking through there. And you get into the airport. I like Salt Lake's airport. Actually, I like Salt Lake City a lot. I love Park City. I get into the airport, and I'm on the A terminal. I came in the B terminal. I'm thinking, not a big deal. I haven't been here a while. Shouldn't be a problem. I start walking. I see an arrow that points down. I see a sign that says, your current time to get to the other side is 18 minutes. I don't have that long, but I start moving. And you know when you get on the little conveyor belt and your little walkway, and the guy just stands there in the middle and he's just not paying attention and you just want to get by him because that's why it's moving. I had a whole bunch of those dudes. I get by them. I get up to my plane. I make it to the gate with a few minutes to spare. I get in, I'm sitting in the front of the plane. Guy walks in, three kids, not a problem. They're sitting in the front of the plane. It's first class. I'll just be straight up. And the kids are young and they start throwing their cars, their Matchbox toys. I have four kids. I get it. An hour and 10 minutes of, please don't do that. Please don't do that. Not from me, but everybody else. I just had to put on, what did I put on? I put on John Cougar. I did some 80s stuff and read a book. But it was like, when people say, oh man, you are so lucky you get to travel. Yeah, it's fine. But like you, you've had the travel stories from hell, okay? Yesterday, I had a little bit of everything. Just, it was so good to be back in Phoenix. I got off the plane, it's like, it's not really that bad. There's storms all around today, it's fine. People in Milwaukee were fine. I was gonna gain 50 pounds if I stayed there another day or two, because they're so nice and there's just nowhere. There was nowhere to work out other than just go out. The hotel gym was like a couple of 10-pound weights and a treadmill. I can go do that, walk around town. So it's great to be home. Now, Chris Paul, let's get into this. So Chris Paul has not been good by his standards the last couple of games. This isn't just the other night. He's not been himself. And I'm all about fans voicing displeasure and frustration. It's the point, though, where on social, when it's, he sucks, he's terrible, he's never been any good, and I look around and say, you got to be better than that. I know that social media is the world's largest sports bar, that everybody has an opinion, no matter how uninformed it is, no matter how outrageous it is. If it brings in more clicks and more views, then everybody's happy. And I just kind of look at it and say, I don't operate that way. I don't need to go out and go to the point of, he's terrible, he's never been any good, what a waste, da 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 da. And there was a lot of that yesterday. I actually banged something out on the plane because I don't know why sometimes I go into the sewer pit, but I have to go into the sewer pit. It is part of the industry, unfortunately. It's part of a place where people go to express opinions. No matter how uninformed, no matter how much conspiracy theory, no matter how much untruth, unfact, just people put it out there. And I got to a point yesterday where I just kind of lost it, and I probably shouldn't have. I'm pretty good usually just saying, they have no clue, they don't want any clue, they only hear what they want to hear, goodbye. Yesterday wasn't the case. Now, can the Suns win a title with Chris Paul playing like he is right now? And the answer, in my opinion, is no. He has to play better. Is Chris Paul playing hurt? It's a very fair question to ask. Even Jeff Van Gundy brought it up the other night about, you know, Chris is rubbing his hand. When announcers do that, here's the thing. Usually, they know more than what they are saying on the air. Usually, conversations off the air are better than conversations on the air. I don't know. I kind of like to hear the cussing and swearing that goes on behind the scenes during in between innings, especially around a bad baseball team. To think that those announcers aren't sitting there saying, oh, this is great. No. Announcers sit on stuff. When you get to this point and the NBA has a lot of public relations people around them, it's got to be presented a certain way. I actually like how Jeff Van Gundy steps out and goes after officials. I do. I like that. But I've come to realize that here in Phoenix, because it's been so long since the team has been in a finals, that there is a segment that just, I wouldn't say is unsophisticated, but they just look for excuses. We're in the excuse-making business. Some people, not everybody. This is an attack on all you. It's just my view. There's more people that want to say, well, it's Scott Foster's loss. Well, Scott didn't play didn't officiate the other night. And the night they did officiate, it wasn't his loss. Well, look at his number against Chris Paul. Yeah, that is something that makes you go, huh? That is. I'm full disclosure on that. I'm right there with you. Is it really worth the time? But can they not go deeper into the bench than to have Scott Foster walk through? But do I sit there and watch the Suns play and say, well, it's Scott Foster's fault? No. Is it Mark Jackson, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mike Breen's fault? No. You know, they're in the business of ratings and hype and make this thing look the best that it's ever looked. And I actually think this NBA Finals has been pretty entertaining. Yeah, I'm from Phoenix. I'm watching it. But I'm not sitting there cheering for the Suns to win. I don't care if the Suns win, just so we're straight. I don't. What I want is entertaining. Is it better for business if the Suns win? Of course. But I don't sit there and say, oh, come on, man. I see guys that are in our profession and they're cheering. Like they're openly cheering. And it's get out. Just get out. That's not what we're about. You know, when things are good, they're good. When things are bad, they're bad. It's really not that hard. I think Milwaukee is playing better than the Suns right now. Not just that they've won two games in a row. It's just I feel like they're getting better, where the Suns are just trying to find themselves. One game, Devin Booker is awful, and the next game, he's great. Chris Paul's been, he's been okay. DeAndre against Giannis, it's just getting more difficult for him. When I look at Giannis and I don't see fouls being called on him, I don't sit there and say, well, it's the ref swallowing the whistle. It's you got to go at him. You've got to go at him. The other night, DeAndre in the first half, DeAndre had three or four times where he had him sealed, where he had great position, and they just didn't find him. They didn't find him. And you can settle for long threes that may or may not go in. I'm not going to rip on Cam Johnson or Mikal Bridges because they're both terrific offensive players, in particular Cam Johnson. But there were times where DeAndre worked hard. And as a big, I'm 6'8". When I played, I got pissed when the guards wouldn't get me the basketball. I did. And there were times where I felt like, okay, you got to go at the guy. Giannis has gone after DeAndre. And the Devin Booker breakaway foul that wasn't called, that should have been his sixth, if you really believe that that wasn't a foul, then you certainly don't know basketball one. And that should put to rest any amount of, well, they just favor this team or that team. Because Devin should have been gone. Nobody can deny that. Nobody. So Chris Paul's going to talk later today. Is he going to say, yeah, my hand is broken or my hand has an injury? No. You know, veterans don't do that. It's like Tom Brady. It comes out that he had a knee injury all last year. Why does it come out later? Because you don't want the opposition to know. I'd be interested to hear what Drew Holiday has to say today. He talks at like 1:30 this afternoon. Is he going to come out and say, yeah, you know, Chris doesn't really look? No, he's not going to say that. But somebody should ask him, what are you seeing in the guy across me? Because the last couple of games, Drew Holiday has outplayed him. Look, at the end of the day, all the Suns have to do, and some of this is on you, all the Suns have to do is protect home court. That's it. And they're champions. They win tomorrow night, they're champs. They don't protect home court tomorrow night, Milwaukee can wrap it up on their home court. It's not that hard. So, I mean, when you turn the basketball over 17 times, and yeah, Chris turned it over 5, and they were horrendous plays, but 17 times, it's not all on Chris Paul. And I get it. When teams win, everybody's a hero. Everybody's a champ. When team loses, God blame somebody. God blame somebody. Well, it's his fault. He's terrible. He's not. Without him, they're not even close to being here. Has he played poorly the last two games? And I'm being kind? Yeah. Yeah. There's no question. But to think of, well, you just got to pull him and play campaign. That's not realistic for them to win a title. You're just not going to play Chris? Is Chris going to say today, yeah, you know what, my hands hurt, I'm out? And the people that believe Chris Paul could opt out of his deal at the end of this month, he would never leave Phoenix. These are professional athletes, and they're also about themselves. They're going to go make, Chris could make more than $45 million. So enjoy him tomorrow night while you can, because I wouldn't be surprised if he opts out. I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Chris left. You know, that's, and yet, all through all this, okay, Vegas has the Suns as a 3.5-point favorite tomorrow night. Total's 218. I think I'd take the over tomorrow night. I expect them to come out and play much better. I think having a couple of days to break away from this is a good thing in the series. It takes a long time to play the series out, but I think it's a good thing. Team USA basketball is just the stuff that's happened here just in the last hour around our Olympic basketball team. I've got to get into because the Suns could be a part of the solution, and they're not. But one of the Bucks may be considered to be on the Olympic team. I'll get into that on the other side. Stay with us. So the Suns just made their announcement that the arena is going to be called Footprint Center. And Footprint is a company in Gilbert. I know their CEO, Troy Swope. I've gotten to know him a bit. I've actually toured Footprint with my son a couple of times, or once myself, and with him a second time. Troy Swope's a good dude, really interesting guy. So Footprint is taking on the plastics industry. And we see all these plastic water bottles that get thrown out, and where do they go? And very smart, forward-thinking, a company that's been valued at terrific numbers. Troy's son played at Chandler High School for Rick Gerritsen as a tight end. Mikey Keene's dad works at Footprint. Footprint is right off the 202 on Gilbert Road, so it's interesting. It's a local company that's in Gilbert, and that is the new name of the Suns Arena, Footprint Center. I like it. It came out about 20 minutes ago, so congratulations and to Troy Swope and the people at Footprint, and I think Robert made a right call here. I'm sure for Robert it was the dollars of it. It's Robert Sarver. That's what he's about. But it's a smart brand. It's a really smart brand, and it's good for the Valley. I don't know the numbers and all that stuff, the business side of it. Evan Orshowitz from our staff is working on that story today, and it'll be up on the site. But if you go research Footprint, you'll be amazed what this company does. They're just off of the 202 and Gilbert Road on the, not the Red Mountain side, on the Santan Freeway side. So it's a Gilbert company. Local gets it done. I like that. Okay, USA Basketball. I don't know if you guys have been following this with everything with the Suns, but if you're a basketball fan, if I told you, hey, so we're going to start up a team and we're going to go compete in the Olympics, and we're going to put Keldon Johnson and JaVale McGee on this team for the Olympic team, you'd be like, what? Who? JaVale McGee didn't even play for the Nuggets in the playoffs. Didn't play much. But that is what is happening. Keldon Johnson's with the San Antonio Spurs, Pop's team. Greg Popovich going to add him. Kevin Love not with the team now. And there are people that were already saying, why is Kevin Love on this team? So COVID is wreaking havoc around Team USA. Yesterday it came out that Bradley Beal had to leave the team because of COVID. That's just awful for him. You want to represent your country and you end up going out there and you are playing through, trying to get the team together, and then all of a sudden COVID hits and you are gone and you have to leave the team because COVID protocol. The team is supposed to leave, the team's supposed to leave on Monday. And in that space now, with Kevin Love out, JaVale McGee and Keldon Johnson are in. There had to have been some other bigs that you look at. Like Trae Young, they were looking for a guard. They weren't looking for a guard. Let me be straight. They weren't looking for a guard. They were looking for a big to put out there, a forward. And so they have Draymond Green on the team. This is Draymond Green in talking about Bradley Beal and him being taken off the team for COVID.
To, you know, committing to Olympics, you know, as great as of a thing it is, it is a huge commitment. You give up essentially half of your summer. And, you know, that's with already a strenuous schedule where you miss, you know, for most guys on this team that have kids. And, you know, if you don't have kids, you still have family. You already miss a lot of time with family due to the work schedule, and then to essentially give up 5 weeks of that in the summer, it's tough.
So he leaves. Here's Greg Popovich.
As far as Bradley's concerned, I'm dying for him. We all are. You know, since he's a little kid, this has been a dream of his.
So they make the announcement about an hour ago that JaVale McGee and Keldon Johnson come on board. And they were looking at Julius Randle. Tobias Harris was another name. Tobias Harris was out of the country celebrating his birthday. I don't know. So there's no Trae Young. There's no Ja Morant. Neither one of them are on the team. And Damian Lillard is on this team. And Damian Lillard, after practice today, is supposed to address these reports that he wants out of Portland and that Golden State has already had discussions about chasing to try to acquire Damian Lillard, as have the New York Knicks. So there's a lot going on around the team, and they're scheduled to leave on Monday. To back it up, Devin Booker is on the team. Now, if you're looking for a forward, and what kind of guy is it that you're looking for? What kind of role player is it that you're looking for? So Pop reportedly was considering Brook Lopez. I've watched Brook Lopez in this series, and yeah, he's a stretch. He can stand outside, but you already have a stretch in Kevin Durant. It feels like to me, and it's the European game. We went through this the other day, how Team USA just isn't that tough, right? So they play this regular season game where they flop and they throw their arms around and they complain at every call, and then we get into the postseason, the game changes, and then you play overseas and the game really changes. The Euros, they get out there and they're not used to all the complaining and whining. They just show up and get smacked in the face. I don't know about Jay Crowder, but I would like to hear a grit guy, tough guy name being mentioned. Obviously, Anthony Davis couldn't be on the team. I mean, there's guys who's you look at and say, I'd like to have this guy on the team. Julius Randle, fine enough player, but do I feel like the United States is going to run over to Tokyo and just take care of business? And the answer is just flat, no. No. You know, from a marketing standpoint, LeBron should just show up today. I got my movie out, which, by the way, I heard was a train wreck from people that have already seen it. LeBron should just walk in there. What else do I have here before we get out of here today? Over at the Open. So I've been watching the Open today. The Open today, Jonathan Thompson is a name that you really, you should see what he did today. Jonathan Thompson is 6'9". He's like me. Trying to find gear for guys that's tall to play golf, it's not fun. It's not easy, but we try to go out and play anyways. A little bit of us is off. Balls here, balls there, balls everywhere. Not to make excuses, just fact. Jonathan Thompson today at 6'9", stepped up at the 16th hole about 45 minutes ago, and he hit a hole in one. Okay, great story. Jonathan Thompson had leukemia as a five-year-old. He picked up golf because it wasn't a contact sport. Jonathan Thompson started watching golf when he was five, wanted to play it, went through his treatments all the way up until the age nine, and he gets a hole-in-one today at the Open. If that doesn't get you a little bit choked up. And then there's a story of Bryson. What is he right now? He's at +2 the last I checked. Spieth is at -8. Liu Stazen's at the top of the leaderboard. So Bryson is struggling. Bryson yesterday made a crack about his gear and how he can't trust his driver and it doesn't go straight. Brooks Koepka today, because Brooks Koepka, this thing between Koepka and Bryson is as good as it gets. Like, it can't get any better. Brooks Koepka today walks off after his round, where he's -5, by the way. He's got a 7-stroke lead over Bryson, if you're keeping score between those two. And he says, I love my driver. Of course he does. Just takes a straight shot. He stays and leads Morikawa by 1, Spieth by 2. But he just takes a straight shot at Bryson. So I just love how this is all playing out. All right. The Suns, again, in about an hour and a half, will be meeting with the media, both Claudia and Spurge. And they did a great job yesterday. Claudia and Spurge will be working on the locker room stories from the Suns' availability today. Evan Orschwitz will have a story up shortly on Footprint Center, the new home of the Suns. And I may write later tonight. I've got some things inside me, some three-dot thoughts. So that's our little get-together for today. Jared Nielsen, who was playing hurt today, chairman of the board, the Iron Man, bringing it on a Friday. Game 5 is tomorrow night. We will talk with you later. Have a great day.